welcome everybody to the University of Birmingham, for those of you who aren't studying here or working here already. And the first big thank you to say, obviously, is to our four speakers for today. We'll thank them properly at the end. But for now, just to say we're really pleased to have four such high-profile, interesting, experienced people here to talk today about African solutions to the many problems that Somalia has been facing and the many problems that it seems to pose for international peace and security. Two speakers will do the first session, talking primarily about African problems, the international response to Somalia's challenges, and also Knox will talk a little bit, I think, about Zimbabwe as well. So we're not going to focus entirely on Somalia, it'll be slightly more broad than that. And then the second session will focus on the responses of two specific African states, so Uganda and Kenya. So there should be something for everyone, regardless of how much you already know about the interventions in Somalia over the last couple of years and this idea of African solutions. I'm going to pass you over to Professor Nick Wheeler, who's Director of the Institute for Conflict Cooperation and Security, new institute at the university, who's going to introduce the workshop. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Danielle. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It gives me great pleasure to open today's workshop on negotiating the balance between African solutions and international responses. My name is Nick Wheeler, and as Danielle says, I've been appointed as the director of the newly established Institute for Conflict Cooperation and Security at the University of Birmingham. The purpose of the Institute is to promote a multidisciplinary and multidimensional approach to security, and a fundamental theme that guides researchers within the ICCS is a commitment to addressing the dynamics of conflict and cooperation in a globally interconnected world. And our theoretical and empirical work is aimed at exploring the possibilities for promoting sustainable security, both within and between communities at the local, national, and global level. Currently, the Institute's work focuses on the following dimensions, but these are by no means the only dimensions that we want to look at, and certainly I'm sure this agenda will change in the coming years. But at the moment, we're looking first of all at theories and practices of cooperation in relation to global security challenges. And I think the emphasis on cooperation at all levels is something which marks out the Institute from other similar institutes, think tanks, and university departments in the UK and more widely. Secondly, we're looking specifically at the area of my own research area currently of trust building and conflict transformation. My own work is focused on nuclear issues, nuclear proliferation, nuclear rivalries. But we're looking at trust building within the Institute more generally. And then thirdly, and the one which is most relevant perhaps to today, we're looking at multidisciplinary approaches to state building and post-conflict reconstruction. And I'm very pleased that Danielle and Heather and others in the room have been leading on that and doing some really interesting work. And this workshop very much grows out of that approach. And then fourthly, and I guess this does have a Somali dimension, of course, we're looking at the conduct and changing character of warfare. And Paul and I were talking last night at dinner about the role of US drone attacks in Somalia in terms of the attacks against Al-Qaeda and so on. And then finally, we're interested in ethical implications of state responses to contemporary security threats. So it's a very broad agenda. We have a website, and we can be followed on Twitter. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about us, then you can contact our program manager, Dr. David Norman, who can be found at d.j.norman at bham.ac.uk. But one click on Google and you'll find us, which I'm very pleased to say that we're very accessible. So I hope it's evident from what I've said so far that this afternoon's workshop fits in very well with the research focus of the new Institute. And I was delighted when Danielle came along and suggested that we organize an event of this kind. And I want to thank her for taking the lead in doing that and for bringing together such a notable group of speakers. We're going to be vodcasting this afternoon's presentation, so it'll be available on the ICCS website, the IDD website, and so on in the next few days. But only the presentations. We're going to run the Q&A under the Chatham House rule. For those of you that don't know, that means that you can use information that is said in the room this afternoon, but you're not to attribute it to any particular individual who has spoken. And I'd like to take this opportunity to also thank the School Research Committee for making this all possible for us to be here this afternoon, for funding the event. Now, a key goal of the ICCS is to engage in cutting-edge theoretical work, but very much with a view to addressing and engaging with key policy issues. And Somalia, of course, has risen up the international agenda as the security implications of the crisis of governance within the state have drawn in actors both inside and outside the region, crucially, of course, the African Union, the UN, the US, and the UK, which plays an increasing role, I think, in this issue area. The humanitarian crises and interest rate violence, of course, has scarred the country for many, many years. I wrote a book over 10 years ago now where the international intervention in Somalia in 1992 and 1993 was one of my case studies. And of course, sadly, the humanitarian agony of the people of Somalia has carried on all through that period. But that hasn't been enough, really, I suppose, to attract the spotlight of Western governments to any great extent. And I think what is increasingly focused concern on the country, of course, is the wider security ramifications in terms of the piracy, refugee flows across borders, and of course, the point I alluded to a moment ago, the linkages between Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda. So I think Somalia certainly presents a multidimensional security challenge. And as I say, to thank Danielle for gathering together this afternoon, a very interesting group of speakers to help us explore the responses of African states to these security challenges and what role can African solutions play here. We'll hear later specifically about Uganda and Kenya. And in the first session, we'll hear about AMISOM's response to the crisis and how far that's been successful. Now, I'd like also to welcome all our external speakers to the University of Birmingham and thank them for taking the time to be here. And it's particularly pleasing for me to see Paul Williams back in Birmingham. Paul not only had his first academic job here a few years back now, but he was a student of mine at Aberystwyth University even a few more years back from that. So without any further ado from me, it's great to see you all here. I think we're going to have an interesting afternoon. I unfortunately have to leave after coffee, but I'm now going to hand over to Danielle, who will chair the first session. Thank you.